would be, or so called, in these Levi's.
Yeah.
Why, you couldn't have got a cowboy to have put on a pair of those to have saved your life. They just didn't wear them. They always wore, or all the boys that ever worked for us, and boys too, they always had good trousers and white shirts or light shirts, usually striped. I can remember thinking how pretty they looked. And to wear these loud shirts, why, you couldn't have got one on them if you'd have hog-tied them. You couldn't. You just couldn't do it. And they dressed a lot more modestly than they do now, I tell you.
Was a coat a standard coat or a jacket?
A coat. A coat and vest. Uh-huh. I remember seeing Dad go out one time, he was riding, and roped an antelope.
Holy smoke.
Yes, and he had a little horse, just one horse. We called him Little Babe that could catch an antelope. And he roped that antelope, and I tell you right now that it cut his coat with its front feet. They're little old hooves, and just as sharp as they can be. It had just split his coat all over before he could get the throat cut. He catch it, you know, cut his throat so he'd bleed, and had it on the back of his saddle. But it had just cut his coat into ribbons almost. It was good size antelope.
He roped it?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. That's really riding.
Oh, he could ride, and he could rope, too. He and Herb both. I think Herb was the best roper I ever saw. He could go into a herd and single out a calf that he wanted to catch, and he'd catch that calf around the hind feet. I believe I'd be safe in saying 90 times out of 100 now, and I think, oh, more often than that, he just didn't miss. And they were just as proud of their ability to do things like that as people are now, the things that they really know how to do, because that was just all they did. And was a good roper, they picked those to go into the herd and rope out whatever they wanted roped out, and the others would tin fire or the branding iron or whatever, but the good ropers always went in and got, and you had your roping horses too. Or a cutting horse. Now, this little old Dundan that Dad used to have, he was the smartest horse I ever saw in my life. But you could show him a cow that you wanted to cut out of a herd and just lay your reins down on his neck, and he'd take that cow out of there. Now, she didn't get away from him. Best and the smartest horse I went out to hunt horses on him. Our horses would range, in a radius of 20 miles from home. And start out the first time that I ever knew that he'd do it. I knew he was smart, but I was, I expect 10 or 12, 13. And I wasn't going out to hunt horses that day. I was just riding. Just wanted to get out and ride. And I just was moseying along and taking the time, and there wasn't any hurry, it wasn't going any place, and I wasn't in a hurry about it. And then he turned off the road and went up on a little knoll, just stood up there on that knoll and looked all around, just looking every place, and pretty soon he let out the loudest snicker you ever heard in your life. He was hunting horses. Well, if there'd been a horse within a mile or two, they'd answer him.
Uh-huh.
Especially if the stallion was with the mares. Well, he'd come on a run. And old man knew that. That's the first time that I ever knew he'd do that.
Uh-huh.
But after that, he just a number of times I'd be out hunting horses, and I'd just try him out to see if he would.
Uh-huh.
And by that time, he was getting old, because he was way too sniffy to